Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. PRI investigation finds CRS in violation of papal teaching. This past Wednesday, March 6, the Population Research Institute and the Lepanto Institute released a scathing report on the activities of Catholic relief services in three African countries. The report was the result of a year-long investigation that included in-depth reporting on the targeting of young African women by the population control lobby and its affiliated non-governmental organizations that are funded by the American taxpayer through the Agency of International Development. CRS is an NGO funded through those same USAID channels. The investigators focused on the relationship of the work of CRS and that of certain population control projects in Cameroon, Zimbabwe, and Lesotho. Some might find it difficult to find these countries on a map, but together they comprise an area larger than that of New York and California combined. The three countries are home to some 47 million Africans, and according to the Population Control Lobby, thinks that the number has to be reduced drastically, and they are doing it under the banner of AIDS prevention. In the past 20 years or so, vast sums of federal aid and foundation money have been invested in PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. The program is described by the U.S. State Department as the largest commitment by any nation to address a single disease in history, enabled by strong bipartisan support across 10 U.S. Congresses and four presidential administrations, and through the American people's generosity. Of course, that generosity comes from our mandatory taxes, but that's not the worst of it. AIDS was known 40 years ago as the gay plague, but within a decade, men acquiring the disease through homosexual behavior had become victims, whereupon the popular AIDS prevention label eventually became a universal seal of approval for a number of initiatives. Unfortunately, those include population control. The PRILI report outlines the findings of the investigation. And I quote, "Over the course of a year, LI and PRI received from our investigators thousands of pages of documents, recorded conversations, and photographs that, taken together, reveal that CRSs in multiple countries referred girls as young as 10 to abortion and contraception providers, been the prime implementer of projects that, through a network of partners, is designed to spread and promote contraception and condoms, and has even corrupted the good morals of young girls with its own materials." End quote. PRI President Stephen Mosier addressed the results of the investigation by posing several questions that were framed in the light of papal teaching. "We do not take these questions lightly," Mosier said, "nor should we. These are questions that involve the health of not just bodies, but souls. I am talking about the souls of girls and young women aged from 10 to 24 years who are the targets of certain USAID PEPFAR-funded projects in Africa in which CRS has participated in various ways. Our investigation and analysis," he continued, "was guided from the beginning to end primarily by two papal documents, Caritate in Veritatis and Pope Benedict's 2012 motu proprio on the service of charity. Did these charitable projects in Africa follow Catholic principles, or did they involve commitments which negatively affect the observance of those principles as required by On the Service of Charity? Here we are looking chiefly at Catholic moral theology touching human sexuality. Were local bishops in Africa allowed to exercise their legitimate authority over the activities and management of those projects to ensure that the norms of the Church's universal and particular law were respected? On the Service of Charity 4.3. Were the intentions of the American faithful who make donations and bequests in the understanding that these funds will only be used in accordance with church teaching being respected in those African projects? on the service of charity 4.3. Did CRS take care to ensure that the African faithful, and here we are talking about young girls, are not led into error? In the service of charity 9.3. Finally, did CRS receive financial support from institution, in this case USAID and PEPFAR, that pursue ends contrary to church's teaching? Related to this is the question, did CRS receive funding for the implementation of initiatives, even in part, whose ends are not in conformity with church teaching? In the service of charity, number 10.3. The answer to this last point is quite obviously yes on both counts. USAID and PEPFAR pursue ends, among them increasing contraceptive prevalence, in quotes, and increasing the contraceptive mix, end quotes, that are clearly not consistent with the church's teaching. Furthermore, CRS is a lead implementing partner in the USAID PEPFAR-funded project called DREAMS, which has the firmly stated goal of increasing the use of contraceptives among adolescent girls and young women. The answer to all the remaining questions, however, is no. We believe that the CRS projects we investigate are at odds with the church's teaching and do not, I repeat, not, adhere to Pope Benedict's 2012 motu proprio on the service of charity. This is in itself a matter of scandal, Mosier concluded. Stephen Mosier then summed up the findings of the investigations, and I quote, "While the specific violations of Catholic teaching that we have identified are new, this overall pattern of behavior on the part of CRS is not new. The Ponto Institute, Population Research Institute, and many others have identified many similar violations over the past 10 years. These violations have continued, in my view, because they are, in a very real sense, the cost of doing business with the federal government in general and with USAID in particular. USAID PEPFAR projects require that projects, and I quote, promote condom use, increase the contraceptive mix, and promote the contraceptive prevalence rate in order to qualify for funding. A truly Catholic charity that refuses to commit in such morally corrupt projects would be refused funding. Compromises have been made and various cutouts, carve-outs, set-asides, and artful dodges have been constructed to try and disguise these compromises. At the end of the day, it is hard to avoid concluding that it's all about the money. Every year, CRS receives over $1 billion in funding from the federal government, nearly three times what it receives from the Catholic laity," Mr. Mosier concluded. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.